Light and peace in Jesus Christ our Lord. Thanks be to God. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you. By your holy cross you redeemed the world. Behold the royal cross on high, resplendent in its mystery. The cross on which the Word made flesh once suffered human agony. From nails which bound his feet and hands, his tortured body hung in pain. Thus was the victim sacrificed, who for the life of all was slain. But when his sacred side was pierced, a sacrament of love was seen. His blood with water issued forth, to purge our souls and wash us clean. O holy tree and beautiful, once watered by that precious flood, which blessed your trunk and colored it the purple hue of royal blood. And may the blessed Trinity by all creation be adored, who through the mystery of the cross from death to life has been restored. Amen. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. How good to sing God praise, sing to the one who is loving. We cannot help but shout this praise. Adonai rebuilds Jerusalem and gathers the exiles of Israel, healing the brokenhearted and binding up all their wounds. God fixes the number of the stars and calls each one by its name. Adonai is great and almighty, wise beyond all telling. For the Holy One raises the lowly and the poor, while the wicked are humbled to the dust. O sing to Adonai giving thanks. Sound the harp with psalms for our God, who stretches the heavens with clouds, preparing rain for the earth, making mountains green with grass, and plants to serve everyone's needs. Adonai provides food for our cattle, and for young ravens when they call. God is not impressed by the power of horses, nor by the strength and speed of a warrior. For Adonai takes delight in the reverent and those who trust God's compassion. Glory to the One and to the Word and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you. because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world.
A reading from the first letter of Paul to the Corinthians. We proclaim Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews and foolishness to Gentiles, but to those who are the called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
But I, if I be lifted up, will draw peoples to me. These words he said to indicate the death that he would die. But I, if I be lifted up, will draw peoples to me. Believe in the light, and you will become children of light. But I, if I be lifted up, will draw peoples to me. Glory to the Abba and the Word and the holy breath of love. But I, if I be lifted up, will draw peoples to me. God loved the world so much as to give it the only begotten Son. Whoever believes in him will not perish, but will have everlasting life.
Though he was in the form of God, Jesus did not snatch at equality with God. He emptied himself, taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of human beings. And being found in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even death on a cross. Therefore God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Abba. God loved the world so much as to give it the only begotten Son. Whoever believes in him will not perish, but will have everlasting life. Our love, Jesus Christ, you emptied yourself, taking the form of a servant and being made like us. Strengthen your people to follow the example of your humility. Our love, Jesus Christ, you became obedient to death, even death on a cross. Open our ears and our hearts to listen deeply to God's voice, inviting us to life through dying to selfishness, pride, and greed. Our Lord Jesus Christ, you were raised up by the Abba and given the name that is above every name. May all who bear your name witness in their loving the power of your name. Our Lord Jesus Christ, at your name every knee in heaven, on earth, and under the earth will bend in adoration. Pour out your love upon all people, that we may join together with the whole of creation in proclaiming your glory. Our Lord Jesus Christ, every tongue shall confess that you are Adonai to the glory of God, the Abba. Welcome our brothers and sisters who have died into the unfailing joy of your reign.
Our dear Abba in heaven, holy is your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Do not bring us to the test, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Gracious God, faithful and good, you never tire of calling us to follow the way of Jesus through death to new life. In the Holy Cross which lifted and suspended Jesus between heaven and earth, you have given us a sign of health and wholeness, unity and peace. Grant us the riches of grace that flowed from that cross, that renewed by your Spirit, we may be able to respond to your eternal and limitless love. Amen. May Jesus Christ, who stretched out his arms on the wood of the cross to draw all humankind and all creation together, bless us with freedom, flourishing, and the fullness of life. Amen.
Let us bless Adonai. Thanks be to God. Mother of mercy, our Queen, we greet you, our life, our hope, our happiness, we hail you. We call to you as Eve's own children and exiles. To you we lift our hearts in sorrow and fear in this valley of tears. Turn then, our loving advocate, and look with favor upon us. And after our life in exile, show us the blessed fruit of your womb, Jesus. O gracious, O loving, O Virgin benign, our Mother Mary. Pray for us, O Holy Mother of God, that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ. Let us pray. Holy, mighty, and immortal God, through the working of the Holy Spirit, you prepared the body and soul of the glorious Virgin Mother Mary as a worthy dwelling for your word. Grant that we who celebrate her memory each evening may, with the help of her prayers, be freed from ever-present evil and come to share the fullness of life eternal. Amen.